Hello.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, this is Ann Quinette Powell.
Well, thank you, and thank you for answering. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to complete my unemployment claim over the internet, and it wasn't working.
Which is just a new claim or is this a weekly certification?
A new claim.
Okay, may I have your social? I'd be happy to help.
I'm sorry, what are you asking for?
For your social security number. Well, I'll help you your claim.
It's 423-35-4323.
Wait a minute, I didn't hear the first part of the number. Your phone faded out.
I'm sorry, it's 423-35-4323.
Just to be sure I have that number correctly, would you give me the full number?
423-35-4323.
Will you please verify your name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number, please?
Ann Quinette Powell, 083190. And what else you ask for?
Your
mother's Powell.
Yeah, and what's your license number, your driver's license?
Let me go get it. Driver's license number is 796-9010.
Thank you very much, Ann Quinette. When was your last day at work?
January the 18th.
That's 2022?
Yes.
Okay, now, when's the last time you filed a weekly certification?
I haven't.
Okay. Just a minute, I'm checking.
Are you someone in my whole lifetime or?
No. Recently.
No, this is my first time. I thought I had to file a claim first. I didn't know.
Yeah, the question, we start a claim and the person has already done the claim. They're trying to do their weekly certification. So it's just a way of trying to make sure that we are doing the right thing for each client.
Okay.
You do have to have a claim before you can file. Okay. Okay, I've done my inquiry on you, and thank you for answering those questions so pleasantly. We verified your name as Ann Quinette T. Powell, your date of birth, August 31st, 1990.
Right.
Okay, these questions we have to ask everybody. Have you worked on any other name other than Powell?
No.
What is your gender, male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. I re-verified your mother's maiden name and your license number, so I'm going to retweet to you this. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Thank you. Would that be checking or savings?
Checking.
Thank you. Which bank is that with?
America's First Federal Credit Union.
Okay. What is your routing number?
It is. Hold on a second.
Correct. Thank you. Now your account number.
617-866-6622.
Okay, we have 617-866-622.
No.
Correct.
No.
What is that?
It's 617-866-6622.
Wait a minute. It's 2 6s and not 3.
617-866-6. Hold on a second.
Because the way you gave it to me, I typed it as you said it. You gave me 3 6s together.
And then 2 2, right?
And 2 2, uh-huh. Let me give it to you in threes and see if you can follow me. I have 617-866-622.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. We have to make sure those numbers are correct. I don't want to go to the next page without being sure that is correct. And Quinette. Okay. So
I understand.
Yeah. You know, it won't affect me that as much as it will you. And I'm helping you with this form, so I want to be sure it's done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers are very important. Okay, what is your mailing address?
8271 Country Circle.
Okay, let me put that in. I have a 20th Avenue. That's no longer your address?
No.
Okay. Give me that number again.
8271 Country Circle.
I have 8271 Country Circle. Is that an apartment?
No, it's a house. Tenson, Alabama.
Okay, let me put that in because that's a new. So you moved into a new area?
Yes.
Okay, is Pensum close to Center Point?
Not really.
Okay, now what's your zip?
35126.
Okay, so I have 8271 Country Circle, Pinson, Alabama, 35126.
Yes.
Thank you. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No.
What is the primary telephone number?
205-702-1288.
Thank you. Telephone number change and the address change. Okay. Will you verify your address just to be sure I have typed it in correctly? Give me your full address.
8271 Country Circle, Pinson, Alabama, 35126.
Thank you very much. These are security statements. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 113 16th Avenue Northeast, 209 Caroline Drive, 445 County Road 338, 8226 Cedar Mountain Road. I've never been associated with any of these.
The first one.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Decatur, Leeds, Athens, Enterprise, none of the above.
Leeds.
Thank you. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Haygarty Farms, Lone Star, Sovereign Optical Corporation, Tax Depot Incorporated.
None
of the above.
No.
None of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. All right, these are, thank you for those. These are regular UC questions. Just answer yes or no. Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
These are regular UC questions. Just answer yes or no. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Come on. All right. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
No. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The last day of work you said was January 18, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to yourself full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
Can you repeat it?
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
Thank you. Put in 20. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$18.
Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
What was your job title when you were working?
Recruiter.
What type of recruiter?
Staffing.
Okay, staffing recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find a job description. Okay, seek out, interview, and screen applicants to fill existing and future jobs, openings, and promote career opportunities within an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
what? Yes.
Okay, thank you. And who did you work for? I'm sorry, will you repeat that?
Onin Staffing, O-N-I-N.
Okay. Let me add that, but that's not given. Okay, we have that listed as Vivian Rutherford and Ron, R-O-N-I-N, Staffing, and Keith Phillips. Let's see, I think we got that over there. Okay, we have it. So we don't have to add it. It's listed on the Keeps Phillips. Okay. Did you hear me, Ms. Powell?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know whether you heard me or not. No, it's not listed on the awnings. It's listed as Keep Phillips. So I wanted you to know why I have Keep Phillips on here.
Okay.
Okay. Matt, this is your employment details. May I have your telephone number again, please?
205-702-1288.
Thank you. And now may I have staff and telephone number?
Let me see. Is 866-581-6646.
Thank you very much. Your employment start date?
June 23rd, 2021.
Thank you. And you say your last day was January 18th?
Yes.
Okay. What city and state did you work in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Thank you. Three questions in one. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
Why are you no longer working for earning?
I guess they fired me.
Discharge. Why did they fire you? We have violation of company policy, unsatisfactory work, reporting under the influence of intoxication, insubordination, absent without notice, absenteeism, tardiness, falsifying records, refusal to submit or cooperate with drug tests, misconduct.
I'm not sure.
Did they tell you?
No.
They give you a letter of send you a text or something, then you know you were not employed.
Yes.
Did they look at your text and see if they gave you the reason?
They didn't.
They didn't?
No.
But do you mind telling me what they said in the text?
It wasn't a text, it was a letter.
Okay, will you look at the letter to see if they say, we have to put one of these reasons on it, that's why I'm asking.
Okay.
We have two forms we have to fill out.
Okay, it says, Dear Inquinet, your employment with the Unin Group has ended effective January the 18th, 2022.
That's all?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's not a termination. I'm going to put other and put laid off if no work is available.
Okay.
Okay. You had an assignment, and once that assignment ended, that's why.
I didn't have an assignment.
No, I mean they assigned you to that job for a period of time.
No, they didn't. It says termination/severance letter.
Oh, it does say termination?
Yeah, I told you I was terminated.
Yeah, but they usually give you a why.
No, they didn't give me a why. Still don't know to this day why.
Okay, we go back on the termination, discharge. Get them.
Huh.
Which one of those reasons I read is close to the reason that you think that may have discharged you?
Read them again.
Okay. Violation of company policy, unsatisfactory work, reporting under influence, intoxicated, insubordination, absence without notice to employer, absenteeism, tardiness, falsifying records, refusal to submit or cooperate with drug tests, positive drug tests, misconduct, dishonest or criminal act.
Give me the one over.
Select the reason that would be closest to it.
I guess with absence or tardiness. I don't know.
Which one you want me to put, tardiness or absentees?
You can put tardiness.
Okay, I put tardiness now. What is the name and title? This is the form you have to fill out. This tells, give your side of the story. What was the name and title of the person who sent you that letter?
Jason Midland, and he was a selling branch manager.
You said his name was Midland?
Yeah, M-Y-L-A-N-D.
And he was HR?
He's a selling branch manager.
Thank you. And what date did you receive your discharge?
On the 18th of January.
What was the found incident that caused your discharge? We can get about 20 words in here.
I'm sorry?
What was the found incident that caused your discharge? Thank you, okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleges, yes or no?
I don't know what they allege, so.
Yeah, any prior warning for same or similar act, yes or no?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing, because, I mean, when you receive a discharge, I mean, it's final and done.
Okay. Let me review your form. I typed in what you said. Name and title, person who discharged you. Says name was Jason Matlin, and he was the branch manager. Your date of your discharge was January 18, 2022. What was the found incident that caused your discharge? You said, I don't know. Did you commit the act your employer alleges? You said, no. Any prior warnings for same or similar act? You said no. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? You said nothing. Is there anything you want to change before I go to the next page?
No.
Thank you. All right, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Does your four-digit PIN work, or would you like for me to reset it?
It's fine.
Thank you. This is your closing statement, Ms. Powell. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/vosnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282.
Do I need to repeat that? When do I file every week?
Sundays? You file on Sundays, yes. Let me finish. I'll tell you. Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Next week will start Sunday, February 20th. You can file Sunday through Friday. If you wait until Friday, you'll need to do it before 5 o'clock. Okay. You dial that number and follow the prompts. Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, I have questions about the information. Please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Antoinette Powell, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, so I need to start
Sunday.
Sunday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.